This is the Avaya Podcast Network, APN. Technology, news, and information. All in one place. Welcome to this edition of Insight IAUG at the International Avaya Users Group Converge 2013 event in Orlando, Florida. Your APN hosts Mark Fletcher and Guy Clinch bring you exciting interviews with speakers, attendees, and exhibitors at this annual event. Now here's your host, Mark Fletcher.
Hey, it's Fletcher with the Avaya Podcast Network, and we're broadcasting live from IAUG Converge 2013, and we're sitting down with Steve Lawson, who's a Chief Technology Advocate at the Fox Group consulting agency up in Canada. Chief Technology Advocate, that's an interesting title to see at a consulting group.
Well, it goes back to me being in technology for 30-odd years. And loving it and loving what it can do for people. So that's how I'm recognized.
What do you think the number one value is that you bring to the table when you're on a consulting engagement?
Number one value would be a level of knowledge of the different vendors and channel partners in your specific area that could possibly deliver what you need in a way of technology.
When a company hires a consultant, they do that for several different reasons. One of them is to write an RFP because they don't know what they need to buy. What are your views on an RFI as well as an RFP?
An RFI is definitely worthwhile if you have the time before you have to have the equipment installed. So if you have enough time, going through the RFI process really helps you do that full evaluation of what's out there, who's actually prepared to deliver what you need in your area. This is a very regional thing related to being able to deliver. So what we're finding is companies need to know who is it in my area that has the expertise and experience to be able to deliver what I need. And the RFI process really helps with that.
So it's not just technology, right? It's got to be somebody that's going to support it afterwards.
And that is key.
When you're looking at RFIs and RFPs, what's some of your logic for scoring the different pieces? I know it's hard to give a weighted value to certain things, but you've got to have some secret in the back there.
Well, part of the evaluation process that we do ahead of time is not only what their business requirements are, but we're also paying attention to what is it that they have already, who's doing the support. If they're supporting it all themselves, that has a key factor in a weighting of what is it that's going to replace or update what they have. So if it's not something that they have a lot of built-in expertise on, or they have reasons for not staying with what they're having, every now and then we'll have clients will say anybody but the technology that we're using now, in which case what happens is that the details that we give them is more along the lines of, well, who out there is a viable alternative for what it is they need. We have spent time in the past when we've been confronted with that, with helping them overcome that bias where they've had an unfortunate experience, and it was just more who was delivering the technology rather than the technology being bad.
So you would say that the technology delivery partner is a key part of the RFP. So not just I'm going to buy brand X, Y, or Z, but I'm going to buy brand X, Y, or Z from distributor Q, R, and S.
The response to the RFP is showing how well you represent your solution. How well do you understand what the client requires? How well can you integrate or, if required, replace what it is they have, but still do it in as seamless a way as possible? So non-business disruptive, how are you going to improve how they do business? All of those things come into play, and the actual delivery of it has been the Achilles heel of sophisticated unified communications responses. It's getting better, but it has been a serious issue.
I think a lot of times consultants can get a bad rap when they just go out there and collect RFP responses and throw a dart at the wall and pick one. Certainly a lot of things that you're doing here are what I would expect a consultant to do. So I think it's great that you can articulate all of these inherent values. So we're talking with Steve Lawson, who's a Chief Technology Advocate. I love the title. I absolutely love the title. With the Fox Group out of Toronto, Canada. Thanks so much for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you very much.
This has been Inside IAUG at the International Avaya Users Group Converge 2013 event in the Gaylord Palms Resort in Orlando, Florida. You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.